This is the weekend of the unknown being identified. The first weekend of high school football where the players emerge to make their mark on the 2023 season. Soon you will hear from area North Shore coaches as they guide their teams from the August practices to the much faster-paced game action kicking off tonight. Will the games unfold as planned? Probably not. So the games begin. Welcome to our game night show. I'm Bill Newell, along with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns contributing to this week's program. Let's begin with the Division I matchup, St. John's Prep at Marshfield kickoff tonight at 7. The defending Division I state champion Prep Eagles are hoping to nab a win against a quality football program. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre.
Yeah, they're probably the best Division II team, not named CM. You know, CM's in that Division II bracket, but when you really boil it down, the rest of that bracket, Marshfield's at the very top of that every year. Their head coach does a great job with their program. They're well coached. They keep those kids in their youth football programs, and they're running that offense and that defense when they're really young. And it's just one of those football towns. The whole town comes out for the game. It's a great atmosphere, and we got our hands full. Last time we went down there, we won with 16 seconds to go in the game. So we're well aware of the task at hand.
Does that coaching staff bring anything unique to their game, their game planning, whether it be heavy run, heavy pass, or their defense, anything unique?
Yeah, it's a great question. They are very up-tempo, no-huddle offense. They're, like, fast. And if you let them get going, it can be a real long night for your defense. So you got to win first down. You can't let them stay on schedule and feel good about going up-tempo, because once they go, it can get really difficult. So that's going to be a point of emphasis for our defense. But they just, you know, as a staff in general, they do a great job.
Finally, Brian, anything else that you will be focusing on in practice this week leading up to Friday's game at Marshfield?
Just how physical we need to be. And I think the kids understand that. That's kind of our bedrock as a program. We're a big physical group, and that's what we have to be. And we got to play with poise. A lot of people understand that we're the defending Division I champs. You know, you have that title behind you. People come looking for you. And you got to play with poise. You got to play the right way and understand every time you step on the field, you're getting everyone's best shot, as it should be. And that's the way we want it. So I'm not worried about my group that way. It's just about early season execution and the inexperience at key positions that, you know, I got my eye on.
Prep coach Brian St. Pierre. Elsewhere tonight, Peabody at Revere, 6 o'clock kickoff. Tanners coach Mark Betancourt knows his Tanners have had a long relationship with Revere.
You know, Revere's going to be a tough team, as they always are. There's no down year in Revere. They may not have the biggest kids, but they certainly have tough kids, which is why I enjoy playing them. I'm glad to have them on the schedule. Again, we get Lynn Classical. I love having them back on our schedule. I love playing Salem, Gloucester. All in Beverly, I really like our schedule. They're starting out with Revere. It should be a nice litmus test to see where we're at.
Betancourt will be matched up against Patriots coach Lou Ciccatelli.
Lou is an exciting, fully energetic coach that I expect him to blitz every other down and come after us and put pressure on our quarterback and make him make decisions quicker than he wants to. Sometimes he'll come off the edge. Sometimes he'll come right up the middle. Likes to play a lot of you know, cover two and cover three when we throw the ball. So, you know, we'll be looking to just kind of take what he gives us. And we got to feel him out early in the game and see what he's giving us and what he's trying to take away. And the quicker we can do that, the more we can, you know, execute our game plan.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. Bishop Fenwick traveling to Marblehead, 6:30 p.m. kickoff here. Fenwick coach Dave Woods talking with Rick Moore about the Marblehead matchup.
Yeah, so we haven't played Marblehead since Coach Rudloff's been there. We used to open with them, and my very first game as a head coach was against Marblehead. but we haven't played them in a while, and obviously Coach Rudloff and Coach Giotti, the whole staff, they do a phenomenal job. I mean, they're as good a coaching staff as there is around. They'll have their team well-prepared and well-coached for sure, so we're really looking forward to it. It's a huge challenge for us. You know, it's a jump up a little bit, but it's a challenge that we're looking forward to. And Again, I've never coached against Coach Rudloff. We're not on the field, so you know, it's only so much we can do.
Oh, okay.
But it will be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Dave, finally, I think ask you a question about the first game of the season, because it's different from all the rest. So how is the preparation for the first game different? Because after this game, you'll have something to look at for your next opponent, presumably. So what's different about this first game?
Sure. So I think most teams at this point in the season are really focusing on themselves and not so much their opponents. Like you say, you know, nobody's played yet. You know, you got some film of some scrimmages, but that really doesn't carry a lot of weight. So I think we're just focusing on doing what we can do to be the best team we can be. I'm sure they are too. I would expect that this game, there's going to be a lot of adjustments made in game. You're going to have to look and say, okay, this is what they're trying to do, and this is what they like to do. You know, going in, you know, both staffs, I'm sure, have somewhat of an idea of how they want to defend things and how they want to run things on offense. But I get a feeling it's going to be a lot of in-game adjustments and in-game changes.
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. Saugus will be playing host to Chelsea tonight, 6:30 kickoff. Saugus coach Steve Cummings has been pleased with his training camp so far, but now it's for real against Chelsea. What about Chelsea?
So we actually were fortunate enough to go watch their scrimmage against O'Brien this past Saturday. And, you know, they're a spread team. They run a lot of kind of different concepts. They use motion real well. They got good team speed. You know, it kind of seems like they got a little bit of a position battle at quarterback. You know, one is you know, more of a runner. The other one seems to be able to sting the ball down the field a little bit better. So, you know, the hard part with the first game of the year is you're really kind of going in with not as much of a scouting report as you'll have for other games. But, you know, like I said, they got some good size up front. They got some decent speed in the back end. You know, but for us, we're really just focused on us. You know, it's easy to get caught up in all the, you know, what could happen and this and this and this. We're just focused on our guys. You know, I think for the first game, it's more of like, we got to, like, let them worry about what we do, not the other way around. So our guys are just focused on, you know, what our alignments are, what our assignments are, how we're able to execute, you know, keep drives moving, protect the ball, you know, try to take advantage of our field position and, you know, just kind of take care of the things that we have control over with, you know, a limited amount of information on the other team.
Yeah, so I guess if you were to single out, and I'll take that as your, you know, I understand what you're saying about you doing what you need to do or your players needing to do what they need to do, but is there one thing that worries you most about that Chelsea team?
I mean, I think the biggest thing that I'm, you know, again, worried about is, you know, with the heat and, you know, we have a decent a number of two-way players, you know, so it's like, you want to make sure that your guys stay healthy. You know, it's like we want to make sure that we can get guys in the spots that we want to get them in, not because they're forced to come in because a guy didn't prepare the right way. But I think with Chelsea, I mean, I watched them last year to this year, and they look much improved. You know, they got a new coach over there. He seems like he's doing a really nice job. I think for our guys, it's about just staying in check and not letting something go early. You know, not getting, like, so overly aggressive early that we get beat for an 80-yard touchdown over the top because they have decent speed on the outside. So we're kind of hoping that we can, you know, just, especially early on, you know, kind of feel it out a little bit, let the game kind of take its own, you know, get the little feeling out process going, you know, not giving up anything too big because someone's trying to make, you know, too much of a play. We've been harping all year on just kind of like, just execute your assignment, trust the guy next to you. So for me, I'm that'll be on the field tomorrow night that don't have a ton of varsity experience. So
Saugus High football coach Steve Cummings. Winthrop is home tonight. They'll be playing host to Stoneham at 6:30. Danvers is at Tewksbury tonight for a 7 o'clock kick. How many big games has Danvers played against Tewksbury over the years? Well, it's been a few, and this one a season opener. Danvers coach Ryan Nolan on Tewksbury.
Tewksbury is like one of those programs that the names on the back of the jerseys change, even though they don't have names, but they're still going to be the same thing. They're tough kids, and they do a million things offensively, and they're aggressive defensively. And every year, you know, you're going to be in for a battle. They're super creative on both sides of the ball. They're really, really well coached. And, you know, to jump to conclusions, they haven't played a game yet. You know, they look like every other Tewksbury team to me, with just really, really tough kids that are well coached. And we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Brian, what are the key matchups as you see it? What is it that Danvers has to focus on, you know, against this Tewksbury team?
I think everyone, you want to do a good job controlling the run game and doing the best job you can to neutralize that defensively, then not give up the big plays. offensively, on the other hand, you want to establish a run game and make them have to do other things to stop that so you can be more creative and create the big plays. So I think that's two things, you know, establishing the physicality up front. Then I think it's always a big thing with them, is special teams, winning the special teams, not making mistakes, and also pressuring the other team into, you know, allowing you to make a big play or two that can change the course of the game. So, you know, it's the physical aspect, and then I think it's a mental aspect of not having a breakdown that allows big play, and I'm sure they're, you know, looking to do the same thing to us.
Yeah.
Danvers High football coach Ryan Nolan. Mascanomic travels to Billerica tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Gloucester is home tonight. They'll play host to Somerville out of the Greater Boston League. And Swampscott goes to Auburn. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock this evening. North Reading is at Amesbury, 6:30 p.m. tonight. A year ago, Amesbury beat the D5 Super Bowl winning Hornets on their own field in the regular season. North Reading coach Ed Blum on Amesbury here in 2023.
They're a great team again. You know, they had four of their five offensive linemen returning, and what they do offensively, that experience is also big for them. Obviously, they've got guys who are looking to step up in the running back position and their ball carriers, but they always have guys, you know, who are tough to tackle. And I think it's an interesting twist this year having them game one, you know, rather than more middle of the season. I think for both teams, it's going to be a good battle, obviously kind of down to you know, which team can make the fewest mistakes, kind of handle adversity, you know. But I think it's a great test for us. They're a well-coached team. They do what they do offensively and defensively really well. The kids have really bought into it. So, you know, they definitely, you know, I think probably are towards the top of being favorites for that Division VII Super Bowl. So, you know, you talk about scrimmaging some past Super Bowl teams. You know, our game one is starting off against a really high competitor team, and that's kind of what we want early on, to kind of test ourselves and see where we are and see where we need to go to.
Ed, final question for you would be the focus on practice this week leading up to that Amesbury game. Is the focus trying to defend their run game, or what is the key thing that you'll be guys, couple of key things you guys will be working on in practice this week?
Yeah, I think it's best you can, you know, slowing down what they do, you know, but they're also very happy getting 3 or 4 yards on every play. And then, you know, occasionally, you know, ripping one off, whether a long run or a pass game. So big thing for us will just be getting the guys to learn their reads, you know, understanding that whatever we do in practice or even watching on film, like some game time on Friday, like everything's going to be happening so much faster, and so like just mentally preparing for the speed of the game, and understanding that they're going to have success, you know, and you know, how do we limit the number of successes that they have, you know, on a given drive in a given game, and so.
North Reading football coach Ed Blum. Triton plays at Linfield tonight, 6:30. Manchester Essex at Ipswich, also a 6:30 kick, and Pentucket with their brand new field playing host to Hamilton Wenham, 6:30 p.m. tonight. The first high school football game here on the North Shore takes place today at St. Mary's at Manning Field in Lynn when Kip takes on St. Mary's. That's a 5 p.m. kickoff. St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll on the matchup.
Well, I tell you, after watching them on this scrimmage and, you know, and having a relationship with the coach, they do a great job over there with what they have. But I will tell you, I think they're very well coach, especially up front on the defense and offensive lines, and they have some skill guys, and they're very similar to us, coming off a good group last year. They lost some key spots like we have, and they're trying to fill it. And this is turning into probably a good rivalry within the city. They're being across the street from our school, and the relationship there, and kids kind of know each other. So we opened up with them last year, and I think this year especially is going to be a great way to start the season off in the city of Lynn with the first game at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, and finally, how do you see the matchups, if you will, between the two teams? I mean, size-wise, speed-wise, passing, running, those kinds of things. Where do you see the key matchups Friday?
Well, I think on the edge, I think between the skill guys, you know, the couple of skill guys they have, they really have some speed. And I think, we have some speed and some skill guys, speed on the edge and some skill guys on the edge. I think that's going to be key. I think, and then looking at the matchups up front, I'd probably, you know, they're pretty good up front, and I think we're gonna struggle at times matching up with them. But we'll see. It's going to be a challenge for our kids, and we'll see where it goes tomorrow night. But I think that you couldn't ask for a better opening matchup, being teams that are very comparable to one another.
That is St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll. The second game at Manning Field tonight will feature Lawrence at Lynn English, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Now let's go to Saturday. Beverly is at home. They're playing host to Merrimack Valley Conference foe Haverhill. Our own Tim Kearns checked in with Beverly coach Jeff Hutton yesterday about Haverhill. And just, Coach Hutton, what can you tell us about Haverhill?
They're big, they're tough, they're athletic, and this is probably their year, they think. I mean, I know we play them each year I've been here, and a lot of those kids that were starting that first year were either sophomores or freshmen, so they've got some good linemen, the quarterback, who's one of the best in the MVC, great running back, good receiver, I think he was in all-conference last year, so this is their team, and I think they were probably waiting for this group, because I think they were 0 or 1 and something 2 years ago, 3-7 last year, and now they feel like this is their year.
So they've been climbing the ladder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you know, the Merrimack Valley and the Middlesex always come at you with big, tough kids, and they always have numbers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, Haverhill's a big school, right? There's almost 2,500 kids that go to school there. You know, they're city tough, like all those schools up there. There's some new juice with a brand new coach up there this year, and he comes with a good resume. I know he was in, he's actually from Haverhill. I read the story about him. His dad was a head coach there in the 80s. He was an all-conference player there, played in college. Was the head coach at Salem, New Hampshire, took them to a couple great seasons. Then he was the offensive coordinator at Andover last year, and they seemed to do okay on offense last year. So they brought similar offense, the spread with them, with a good quarterback who can throw, who can run, and you know, here we go again, right? Another one of those.
Okay, so the follow-up then is there anything in particular or especially that you practiced this week in preparation for Haverhill?
Well, I just think, like with us, we don't have great numbers. We're in the 40s with our varsity program, and, you know, a lot of guys are going both ways. I think when you got a team who's young and a little raw like us, we want to try to eliminate as many big plays as possible, you know.
Tim Kearns with the Beverly coach Jeff Hutton. Lynn Classical will be playing Central out of Rhode Island tomorrow night at 5 at Manning Field. That, too, a first game of a doubleheader at Manning Field. The second game will feature Lynn Tech versus Malden. College football tomorrow at noon. It's Ithaca at Endicott. Endicott head coach Paul McGonigal on going up against a very successful non-league opponent, Ithaca.
You know, we never played them before, so both teams, schools have never played each other. It's kind of Coach, you know, Torp and I, we talked over the off season about, you know, doing a home and home, and think it'd be good for both schools. And they're a top 20 team. They went to the Elite Eight last year in the NCAAs, and this year they're, you know, preseason ranked 10th in the country. So it's gonna be a tough test for us. You know, the head coach and myself have similar kind of backgrounds, working, you know, for Coach Chesley over there at Holy Cross. So, but you know, well coached team, great program overall. So, you know, it'd be a tough test for us, but you know, we'll see how we do this week in practice.
So what would the focus be in practice this week to prepare for this team and I guess the threats that they present to you?
Kind of like anything else, you know. I mean, each team has their strengths and weaknesses. You know, they got a great quarterback. He makes a lot of plays with his arm and with his feet. You know, they have a great defense, and they have a lot of returners, a lot of fifth-year guys coming back, and some seniors, so a very veteran, heavy team.
Endicott college football coach Paul McGonigal. We do a weekly interview with the coach, getting updates on the Endicott college football team. We got some notes in this week's program that posted on Tuesday with Coach McGonigal on some of the local players contributing to the Endicott Gull football program. Again, that's Endicott hosting Ithaca tomorrow. A very strong Ithaca team with a great rich tradition in college football in a non-league matchup. Ithaca at Endicott tomorrow at noon. Got it? All right. I think you do by now. That's it. A special thanks to Rick Moore and Tim Kearns for contributing to our game night show. Hope you get out to a game tonight, and we'll have updated reports or coverage of the Marblehead Bishop Fenwick game on our website later tonight here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thanks for listening to MSONewsSports.com.